EU nations have signed a pact on closer ties with Serbia this Tuesday, after reaching a compromise to overcome objections from the Dutch and the Belgians. The agreement will only enter into force if Serbia extradites the alleged war criminal Ratko Mladic to the International UN Tribunal in The Hague. But Serbia's opposition vehemently opposes this deal, and with national elections looming, the question is how Serb voters will feel. Bernd Rieget reports from Luxembourg.
After long negotiations during the night, Slovenia's Foreign Minister Dimitri Rupel announced that the European Union was ready to sign the Stall Stabilization and Association Agreement SAA with Serbia.
The Serbs were the toughest cookie, as you can understand,
said Dimitri Rupel, the current chair of the European Union. He added that he wanted to send a strong signal to voters in Serbia who are going to the polls on the 11th of May. Amid fears that radical nationalistic parties might win the elections, the Slovenian presidency made every effort to convince skeptics like the Netherlands and Belgium to agree.
This is a great opportunity for Serbia. It's a strong signal to Serbia to join us, to come to the European Union.
Dutch Foreign Minister Maxime Verhagen agreed to sign the Stabilization and Association Agreement only under certain conditions.
Als er een overeenkomst kan komen, dan moet in ieder geval het principe dat Servië volledig samenwerkt.
It is necessary to cling to the principle that Serbia has to cooperate fully with the International War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. As long as this is not going to happen, the Serbs shall not benefit from the agreement. Serbia has to make sure that the hunt for Ratko Mladic will go on until he is arrested. Under the compromise reached among the 27 member states, the agreement with Serbia was signed but will not be ratified and implemented until the former Serbian general Mladic stands trial before the tribunal. The Serbian foreign minister Vuk Jeremic promised that his government would do its utmost to hunt down Mladic. He described the agreement with the EU as an historical event.
That's absolutely not an empty shell. This is a great political step, a great historical moment when Serbia will be signing the Stabilization and Association Agreement with the European Union, setting it irreversibly on the path towards full EU membership. When it comes to the full implementation of the plan, this is going to be closely related to the voting that is taking place in Serbia on May 11. This is going to be a referendum on our membership in the European Union.
The pro-European party of Mr. Jeremic and President Boris Tadic could face a defeat in the upcoming elections and needs the EU's support. One EU diplomat said the agreement, which will open the door to Serbian membership, was the biggest prize the EU could possibly offer. Bernd Rieget, Deutsche Welle Radio, Luxembourg.